humid in Madrid, this in thoughts of love and romance. A handsome young matador stopped in front of a nightclub. The music, driven by many Spanish guitars, and even wilder flamenco dancing. He poked his head in. A single spotlight focused on a beautiful raven-haired gypsy dancing on stage. Her movements, powerful, passionate, and precise. He knew this woman. Remember her from the last bullfight at Las Ventas. Her dazzling hazel eyes and sultry red lips had mesmerized him. And here she was.
The gypsy sighed as she leaned against the cool brick wall.
The matador handed her a bottle of cold water.
She smiled and took a deep drink.
The sexual tension hung in the air, thicker than the humidity. He moved a step closer and put his right hand against the wall.
She knew she had to have him, that fate had finally brought them together.
He noticed a few small beads of sweat glistening on her lovely neck. He leaned in and gently flicked them off with his eager tongue.
She sighed as she removed the colorful silk scarf caressing her shoulders and the tops of her full rounded breasts.
The matador gazed at her well-defined shoulders, kissing them slowly. Sensually, he could feel her hips pushing into him, urging him to do more.
She laughed.
He leaned in and kissed her lightly on the neck, her eyelids, her aquiline nose.
She moved into him and kissed him on the lips, lightly at first, then more passionately. She could feel the hardness of his cock as her insistent kissing continued.
Suddenly, the matador pushed her inside the entranceway, her face to the wall. Then, he closed the door.
The gypsy felt his hands lifting her skirt and his warm breath on the back of her neck.
His hands reached under her and quickly removed her lacy thong. His breathing grew heavier as he fondled her perfect ass.
She reached into her skirt pocket and removed a pair of castanets and clicked them together twice. She licked the inside of his ears and whispered.
He reached under her legs and ran his index finger across her juicy, craving pussy over and over again.
The gypsy gyrated her sensuous, athletic hips in time with the music, urging him to finger her deeply.
The matador obliged, taking two fingers and thrusting them into her. He could feel her explosive wetness float across him.
She giggled. Her wanting hands grabbed his cock and wrapped it up and down, relentlessly.
The feeling was almost too much. He spun her around, lifted her skirt again, got down on his knees, and buried his tongue inside her sweetness.
She tossed the castanets away and started fondling her beautiful tits as the matador licked her, his hungry mouth now sucking on her clit. She pressed his head down, wanting more, demanding more.
whispered loudly as he ate her pussy with uncontrolled force and passion.
She cried, her voice both urgent and demanding. The gypsy dropped to her knees.
The matador stood up, and she took off his belt and pulled his pants down to his knees. She looked up at him with a wicked smile. He cried.
The gypsy grabbed her full red lips over his big member, took it all in her wet, luscious mouth, and began to suck it with wild enthusiasm.
He could feel her intensity, and his cock throbbed wildly.
She pulled back suddenly, released his member, and started kissing and tugging on his balls.
The matador groaned, the sensation almost too much to bear. He got on his knees, kissed her lightly on the lips, then laid on his back across the cool floor.
The gypsy stood up, stripped off her skirt, and hovered over him for a moment before taking his penis inside her. She began riding him, moving her hips up and down and back and forth.
He pushed into her, fucking her harder and harder with every thrust.
Screaming with unbridled ecstasy, the gypsy leaned back and took in every inch, her damp pussy pressing into him. It was a sensual dance of divine pleasure.
He cried as the pressure built inside him. He knew he would explode any second.
Sensing his pleasure, she pulled her pussy away. And with that, she licked her right hand and grabbed his penis. She pulled on it again and again, then placed it in her waiting mouth. The torrent of cum poured into her mouth. She swallowed it up joyfully. She took her mouth away, squeezed his penis, and wrapped the remaining cum off her hard nipples.
They both lie there on the floor for a moment, their chest heaving and heart spouting from the exertion.
Thank you. Thank you.